Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
We've had, like, hip-hop, when it has tragedy like this, it's like it becomes, like, it's big time. I mean, you have billionaires attached to this. Kylie Jenner is messaging about it immediately. The Kardashians are now having war because some of them put their branding up, and people are like, that's really tone deaf. Like, this is a major thing in addition to 8 lives being lost and hundreds being injured. It's like, it's not just a money grab, but this is like a hip-hop story that has tentacles in everywhere, and we're talking about the Astroworld tour tragedy where 8 people lost their lives, where the whole infrastructure and everybody seems mad at Travis Scott.
I think this tragedy is also going to change the way that hip-hop shows, festivals, large gatherings like that are treated.
Well, because people should be protected more.
Okay, that's easy to say. But, I mean, and I get it, you know, we want people protected. I got daughters that are getting ready to start going to concerts.
Right.
So I'm immediately sitting here like, wow, what do you do when you're a parent? Like, how the hell am I supposed to send my kids to a show and feel comfortable? You know, and now everybody's going to be thinking about that. Why weren't they thinking about that before? I know we've done shows and we think about it.
Yes.
But everybody's, are we mad at Travis Scott? I guess that's the question, because everybody got different takes on what happened. There's video. I've seen so many angles of it.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people signed off on stuff. If I'm Travis Orlando and I'm driving to the venue and 30,000 folks decide to knock down the gates and come in, is that my fault?
Well, if you were like in a different venue and it got over capacity, somebody would shut it down for
like
safety
a fire
reason.
Marshal or something. So we mad at a bunch of people.
Well, we're mad at a lot of people. Yes.
Yeah, I think there was definitely negligence on multiple people, but it ultimately goes to the top. He had the most power in that whole situation.
And it seems like he was aware that there was something going on, and he just kept going.
Like,
there's
he,
video
he kept
of it.
Going.
Yeah.
There's like something you showed me. There's a manager that's like mad at him and like had him, I guess he said he had a seizure, and Travis Scott left him in some sort of state where he was in the studio. He just turned and left. He said that's something he does.
That was back in 2013, I believe he said.
So now there's like, you know, people coming forward or whatever. And so I'm just like, it feels like there has been a council meeting, and that the people who run the cancel culture voted, and it's time for Travis Scott.
Well,
what it just feels like. It feels like every time I read something, it's like, woo, woo, woo. I'm like, wow, are we mad at him?
Yes, I'm mad at him. Like, I saw a video this morning of an ambulance in the middle of the crowd trying to get people out of there, and Travis saw the ambulance and said, let's shake the MFing ground.
Right.
There's video of that. It's up now, and it says he wants this MFing ground to shake. That's his quote. I want to make this ground shake.
It shows a lack of empathy and care for your
fans.
Can he be that dumb?
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well,
if you up there and you not paying, like, you know, there's an ambulance, but
you're not sure.
You don't know what's going on. So you just like, yo, keep singing this song. Like, if you're that zoned in and you're just that tone deaf to everything, is that the end? Does that end you?
Well,
this looks like everybody mad at him.
That, on top of everything else, people screaming for help, bodies being carried off, you know, right in front of you as you're singing down.
People jumping off of the scaffolding to try to stop the show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, in every angle, because with phones, every part is covered.
And you asked, could he be this dumb? Like, this is the same guy we played the audio yesterday when, in 2015, he thought somebody was trying to take his shoe while he was crowd surfing and encouraged everybody to F him up.
Yeah.
So he obviously hasn't learned. This is the same guy that's gotten cited for inciting riots.
It's so dangerous.
If it was one isolated incident, maybe you'd think, no, he can't be this dumb. But with everything kind of coupled together over the last, 10 years, 5 years, it kind of seems like a pattern here.
It's a big issue.
I mean, okay, so here's the thing. And I'm not saying that because people are texting us. Some people are like, they're the rumor mills. Run. Like, I mean, there's like satanic this, demonic that. Like, are you crazy? Like, I can't even touch any part of that. But morally, I just pulled this for a second. Like, if you become that guy and you're out there with 80,000 people at the so-and-so fest and it's just huge, it's like there's nothing bigger than 2001 Linkin Park.
Huge.
Linkin Park was doing Wembley Stadium and they had all of it filled and everybody is moshing out. And I pulled this because this is a different way, because they said, hey, it would have been a riot if you stopped Astroworld. So he had to trudge on.
That's what the police chief
said. And he didn't know that someone was dead or that he knew that medical was doing their job. And so he trudged forward. And everybody is like, that's the defense. Well, this just shows you a difference. And I know there's a different time and it's a different music. But like I said, 01, Linkin Park. Linkin Park was a big deal in 01.
Yes.
All right? The biggest rock stars.
And I mean, and doing Wembley Stadium is a big deal. Mm-hmm. All right? This show is live.
Hey, yo, hold up. Yo. We got a little problem
up
here.
Pick him up right now.
Everybody up. Sorry, you guys. We gotta look out for safety first, for real. Nobody gets hurt. That's number one.
Hey, yo.
We'll play the whole dish again if you guys get up, if you guys are all right. Okay, watch yourselves.
Hey, yo, man. We know we've been stressing all night about being cool. And this is the reason why. Let's go over it one more time. When someone falls, what do? When someone falls, what do? That's right, people. All right, are we ready to do this one more time?
We'll do it again. The whole thing.
No?
Hold up.
Well,
we still got people, like, passed out and ish.
Hey.
No, he's
just do what these guys do right here.
He's all right.
They'll take care of you, all right?
You can have talent, but that right there, rest in peace, Chester Bedingfield. Like, I mean, come on, bro.
It just
like,
hits
that
different.
You hear, like, those are guys, like, forget the music for a fact. Like, they stopped a concert with 100,000 people and said, hey, be cool.
Right.
Like, that's just in you.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's the type of person you are.
And that, you would hope everybody has a little bit of that, where they have that kind of power, they'll use it for good. This apparently is not one of those issues at Astroworld.
No, he doesn't seem like he sees it.
I mean,
he's
the one.
He didn't take that opportunity. So that opportunity, we're just playing that to show you that in the biggest of situations, that opportunity can be taken.
Mm-hmm.
You can shut things down.
Right.
You don't have to go with the flow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure. Because the best part of that video, that video that we just pulled, is where you saw it come to an end. He's like, so you ready? Let's go. And the DJ was like, he was queued up. He was like, let's go. And he says, no. Well, no, it's not cool right now. It's like, so you're not even in control anymore. You've stopped your show because you're like, let this happen. I'm good. We'll do this over. Don't even worry about it. It ain't like a, hey, I'm controlling this. He didn't have control of that. That was the best part of that video for me.
Right.
And it shows you that, you know, a crowd of 100,000 people to them isn't more important than that one person that's in trouble.
And if they, and I guarantee you, because they put that out there, that's because the Renegade, big shout out to Renegade. And I knew he wore the robe for many, many years. And he hit me yesterday and said that anything that you have done in previous acts can show then delineate pattern. It's basically what he said, to paraphrase it. And so you look at somebody like Linkin Park, you go to an LP show, you know if somebody falls,
six, seven
people gonna jump down there to grab you,
right?
Because that's the vibe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If Travis's evidence against him shows the vibe has been different.
Well, to answer your question.
Good thing baby mama got money. That's all I got
to
say.
To answer your question, me personally, I'm disappointed. And yes, I'm still upset with Travis Scott, especially after the video.
Are you mad though?
Yeah, I think it shows a lack of empathy and lack of care for your fans. You know, people that rock with you for a long time. I mean, not only that, but buy, you know, your clothing. I mean, go to, you know, fast food restaurants to buy your stuff. And you see that there's an issue. There's obviously an issue. There's an ambulance in the middle of a festival.
Yeah.
And by the way, there are people, like, there's a video of him showing, hey, what's going on? And then stomp the ground.
Yeah.
He just doesn't care.
You know, I have one more issue that I didn't even realize I had was yesterday I got an email for his new single, which is called Escape Plan.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's called Escape Plan.
Bro, like, listen.
They sent that out yesterday?
We got word from the lawyer, like the legal of the label, uh-huh, whatever. They're like, we're going to hold off.
Yeah, that's pretty smart.
Like, we're going to hold off on that. They're
on Escape Plan.
It's out there, but we're not doing that. We're not investing in that.
Yeah, so I don't think they should.
Don't be out there.
I wouldn't either.
Like, matter of fact, don't even talk about that.
Yeah.
Why would y'all act like that?
Take a seat.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.